your host, Busi Global, and you're listening to Keep Your Life on Track, a podcast where practical and actionable guidance is shared for the aspiring and current migrant, helping you navigate the process of pursuing your goals and thriving in a foreign land while taking care of yourself, with the underlying values to everything we do being trust, responsibility, accountability, collaboration, and kindness.
Establishing a strong financial foundation is essential for success and security as a newcomer in Canada. Canada offers a range of accounts that can help you save, invest, and plan for retirement. By taking advantage of these accounts and understanding their benefits, you can make significant strides towards achieving your financial goals. We will explore key accounts that are available in Canada that can help you build a solid and strong financial foundation. Before we get into it, though, a disclaimer. None of the information shared is financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor if you are looking for expert advice. I am simply sharing information based on my personal experiences after moving to Canada. The first account we'll be talking about is the tax-free savings account, also known as the TFSA. The tax-free savings account is a versatile tool for saving and investing, and you can contribute up to a certain limit per year. Dividends or capital gains earned within the account are tax-free and do not count towards your contribution limit. You can accumulate TFSA contribution room each year if you haven't opened a TFSA yet. Anyone with a valid social insurance number and is 18 years of age is eligible to open a TFSA. As a newcomer to Canada, your contribution room starts the year you become a resident of Canada. This account is ideal for saving, for short-term goals, emergency funds, or for investing towards long-term financial objectives. It provides flexibility and accessibility, allowing you to withdraw funds whenever necessary without any tax implications. Next, we have the high interest savings accounts. High interest savings accounts provide a higher interest rate than regular savings accounts, allowing you to grow your savings more effectively. These accounts typically offer a competitive interest rate and have no monthly fees. High interest savings accounts are ideal for creating an emergency fund, setting aside funds for short-term goals such as purchasing a vehicle, or accumulating enough capital to start investing in other ventures. I personally have been using and loving EQ Bank and highly recommend it if you are looking to open your high interest savings account in Canada. Please use the referral link in my description to sign up so they know that I sent you. Next, we have the Registered Retirement Savings Plan, also known as an RRSP, which allows you to save and invest for retirement in a tax-free advantaged way. Contributions made to an RRSP are tax deductible, meaning they reduce your taxable income each year when you submit your taxes. This plan encourages long-term savings and funds grow tax deferred until withdrawal during retirement when your income would generally be lower. Your eligibility to save towards your retirement in a RRSP is related to your residential status and not your immigration status. You also need to have a valid social insurance number to open an RRSP, and you're only able to contribute to an RRSP after you file your first income tax return in Canada. This means you won't be able to contribute to an RRSP the year you arrive as a newcomer in Canada. If you have kids, the Registered Education Savings Plan, also known as the RESP, is a popular and beneficial savings vehicle in Canada designed to help families save for their children's post-secondary education. It is a government-approved program that encourages you to save for educational expenses by providing tax advantages and access to various grants. Contributions made to an RESP are not tax deductible, but they are allowed to grow tax-free until withdrawal. The government provides additional financial support through what's called the Canadian Education Savings Grant. This grant matches a percentage, usually up to 20%, of all annual contributions made to the RESP up to a maximum of $500 per year or a lifetime of $7,200 per beneficiary. This means if you want to maximize the amount you receive through the grant each year, you need to contribute at least $2,500 per year to the RESP per child. If you have not yet purchased your first home in Canada yet, the First Home Savings Account, also known as the FHSA, can help you save towards your goal of purchasing your first home in Canada. Like an RRSP, a First Home Savings Account reduces your taxable income, which means you can get a nice discount at tax time. And like a TFSA, the growth you get through your investments in the FHSA can be withdrawn tax-free when used towards your first home without any payback requirements, which would be expected if you used a portion of your RRSP towards purchasing your home. If you don't end up purchasing a home, you can transfer the money to your RRSP without affecting your RRSP contribution room and grow your retirement fund even further. From an investment perspective, you have the option to invest in guaranteed investment certificates, also known as GICs. GICs are fixed-term investments that offer a guaranteed return based on a specified interest rate over a predetermined period. GICs are considered low-risk investments, and as a newcomer, you can use them to grow your savings without exposing yourself to market volatility. GICs provide a secure way to save for a specific financial goal, such as a down payment of a house or saving for education expenses. You can purchase GICs under the TFSA, RRSP, FHSA, or RESP, the accounts that we just spoke about. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and index funds are other investing options for newcomers interested in long-term investing that offers diversified investment options. ETFs are investment funds that are designed to track the performance of specific sectors or indexes like the S&P 500 index. By investing in an ETF that tracks the S&P 500, you are essentially buying a portfolio of stocks that mirror that index. You are essentially buying stocks from a group of companies with the purchase of just one ETF, lowering your risk when compared to buying individual stocks. So, as an example, if you purchase the ETF VGT, and this is not financial advice on which ETF to buy, I'm simply providing you with an example. So if you would buy the ETF VGT, part of the top companies you would be investing in include Apple, Microsoft, and Nvidia, amongst others. And this reduces the risk if one company does not perform well. Index funds work similarly to ETFs in that they aim to mirror the performance of a specific benchmark index. The primary difference lies in how they are traded. While ETFs are traded on the stock exchange, like the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and the New York Stock Exchange, index funds are typically purchased directly from the investment company that manages the fund, like Vanguard, which is a company that is a leader in low-cost funds. Both options provide newcomers with access to a wide range of stocks or assets that can help you to grow your investments in a cost-effective and simplified manner. In Canada, you can invest in a self-directed manner, meaning you choose what to invest in yourself, through an advisor or a robo-advisor. Self-directed investment accounts will usually have the lowest fees, giving you the most freedom, but the risks are going to be higher. It is safer to hire an advisor to guide your investing decisions or use a robo-advisor, which is somewhere in between self-directed and a human advisor. If you are looking for a platform to start your investment journey, I have been using and loving Wealthsimple, and I highly recommend it. If you'd like to sign up with them, please use the referral link in my bio to let them know that I sent you and receive a reward to help you get started on your investment journey. Understanding and utilizing the diverse financial accounts and investment options available in Canada is crucial for newcomers to build a solid financial foundation. By taking advantage of the accounts we have spoken about and exploring different investment opportunities available in Canada, you can effectively save, invest, and plan for retirement. And remember, none of the information shared is financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor if you are looking for expert advice. Consulting with financial advisors and conducting thorough research will help you make informed decisions that align with your specific financial goals, ultimately ensuring a strong and secure financial future in Canada.
Help yourself make more informed decisions. Subscribe to the podcast and keep your life on track with me, your host, Boosie Global. I'll see you on the next episode.